The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
We are talking about flourishing. And flourishing is a good thing. Flourishing is a good thing. When you are not flourishing, you are dying. When you are not flourishing, you are drying. It is good to flourish. The opposite of flourish is not a good thing. It is to be impoverished. It is to stop growing. It is not thriving. When there is water, when there is rain, look at all the grasses around us. Everywhere is green. They flourish. I pray for all of you again this morning, you will flourish. Amen. You will flourish. Amen. And everything we're talking about is that we may flourish. The good that we talk about is that we may flourish. We are taking on another subject now on flourishing. And that is seminar number 10. Inclusive leadership for church health and growth. Let us pray. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Touch us. Fresh touch. Day by day. Wonderful touch. Day by day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Miraculous touch. Day by day. So that we remain strong. Ever strong. Ever fresh. Ever fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Seminar 10, page 41. What is the title to everybody? For church health and growth. It is a good thing for your church to be in good health. And there are many secrets, there are many keys to enjoy church health and church growth. One of these secrets is inclusive leadership. It's a common complaint from some of our churches that some leaders, some pastors, don't carry other leaders and key persons along in the affairs of the church. Some even said, maybe I have to leave that chapter because our pastor has made almost everybody redundant. He wants to do everything. Though we are aware that the complaint may not be shared by the majority of the leaders of these churches, it is all the same very necessary to address the complaint in a meeting like this. We don't just want to flourish as individuals, as families. We want our church to flourish. That is the will of God. You see that the early church, in spite of all the difficulties, hardship, persecutions, the church flourished. Every church in Christ's way will flourish in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What is inclusive leadership? Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. That is Genesis 1:26. Let us make human beings in our own image. God did not say, I will make human beings. But he said, let us make human beings. He involved God the Son that was being that has been with him from the beginning involved the Holy Spirit that has been with him from the beginning. Inclusive leadership is demonstrated by God here. He involved God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God, the two of them together with him in the work of creation. This is an example of inclusive leadership. We define inclusive leadership as a leader who recognizes that his or her group is made up of many different types of people with different types of needs, different types of gifts and resources that can be benefit to the well-being and progress of the church. In every church, we have men, we have women. We have educated, we have uneducated. We have young, we have the old. We have the youths. And the leaders of the church must be very, very conscious of this. And must be at all times alert and intentional about ministering to everybody and involving everyone so that the grace of God will touch everyone and everybody will grow. Many a times, our pastors forget that there are young people in the church. We speak over and above their heads. We just forget. But in inclusive leadership, pastoral work, we must know that there are various categories of people in the church. We must know they are the weak in the church. Sister Bukola Ajidi told us yesterday, it's like a staircase. Some people are at the top, some people are at the middle, some people are at the bottom of the staircase, and some people are still far away. The church is a mixture of many people. The leaders of the church must be very careful to minister to everyone and to carry everyone along. They are the holy, they are the unholy. They are fornicators, they are everybody. Some time ago, one of our girls was arrested for committing abortion. The people who arrested her were not after her. They were after the abortionist, but they needed to arrest her as a crown witness. They called me in the police. No, they said, "Who's your dad?" He said, "Pastor, don't worry, okay." And they called me in the police station. They said, "You have a daughter here." I went there. And when I got there, they said, "Is this your daughter, Pastor?" I said, "Yes, my daughter." "So you have a daughter like this?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Yes." I said, "I have many of them. There are some of them who understand, and there are many of them that have not understood what they are doing. But a sinner in the church is still better than a sinner outside the church." I said, "This girl is my daughter." I said, "One of these days, if you understand." I said, "I wanted to bail him." The pastor, the policeman said, "Check your pocket." Then I told them, "Bail is free." And they said the money is just for them to buy envelopes and to buy papers. I gave them 2,500 naira that day. It was a big money then. That would be well over 20,000 naira today. And I brought my girl out of the place. I brought her home, treated her. She was well. And called her to the secretariat. And I invited two men to help me to deal with her. After speaking to her, because about 3 days, 5 days before that, about 2-3 weeks before that time, I called her. I said, "My daughter, I'm suspecting you are walking in immorality. Say, no, no, daddy, I'm even a virgin. I said, do you know I'm a doctor? I will test you now. He said, come and test me. I'm even a virgin. But 3 weeks later, she was caught in abortion. Also, we have various types of people in the church. We must minister to all of them. We must accept everybody in love, carry them in love. We are not saying we should be permissive. All right? We must be permissive, but not tolerate just anything. So I brought her home. I flogged her. 3 of us flogged her. Arigbede and one other person. Arigbede was my driver then. I got stick with flogger. When she ran to me, I pushed her to them. She ran to me, I pushed her to them. And then we dealt with her. Our mother was outside. And I put her in a prayer program. But I'm glad to tell you today, she's working with the Lord. Working uprightly with God. All right. We're talking about inclusive leadership. It's not just about involving other people, all others, significant others in administration, but having in mind that there are others who must be ministered to, all categories of needs. They are the whole people. It's inclusive leadership that made us at the beginning to start to translate our messages to Yoruba. When we started many years ago, we were speaking English only. But we felt that we want to bring the message to many more people. And it has profited us. And all our leaders must be very, very careful. Many years ago, all right, as I moved around our churches, I discovered a problem among our pastors. They didn't recognize the youths. They didn't minister to the youths. Some of them are even negative to the youths. Many times, I come back from these churches, I will cry. Because I knew we are going to lose these youths. This continued for about 4 years. It came to a point, it may shock you, I was afraid of going to church because of what I would see. How children were not ministered to. How young people were not ministered to. I will just be very sad. On some occasions, I would rather prefer to stay at home because I didn't want to come back from church to be sad. Then I said, something must be done about this. Okay, so there are various aspects of this inclusive leadership. An inclusive leader is not just aware of these facts. He seeks out and considers different views and perspectives to inform better decision making. Involve others. We must involve with the others in decision making. This subject may involve our pastors more than all the others, and the deacons and all others. An inclusive church leader sees everyone in his or her church has been very important to the success of the church. The success of the church is not just on the pastor alone. It must be the work of everybody. We must put that in mind. Where the success of the church depends on the pastor alone. When the pastor is gone, the church will go back. It will go down. Let us look at the Bible on inclusiveness in the church of God. Inclusiveness. Everybody say inclusiveness. The first Bible reference we are going to look at is Galatians 3:28. It's in our program notes. And we are going to read. I'm going to read it first, and then we read together. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Everybody. That is inclusiveness in the church. Okay? By the time we started this ministry, we were always talking about the lame, that the lame will come. The blind will come. The cripple will come. The sinners will come. The pregnant will come. The suckling will come. And that is what we see in every church. And some people were actually making jests of us when we started. That was the way they were being mocked in those days. There are actually witches in every church. There are wizards in every church. There are people who are going to heaven. There are people who are not going to heaven. But God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. It's our desire that we take everybody to heaven. But it's just like some people have determined not to get to heaven. Because there are people who don't just believe what we are talking about. There are some people we say we are just talking our own. But we must do our best. The inclusiveness in the church is aware that there are various types of people in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 12 to verse 27. But we are not going to be able to read everything. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greek, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. Let us read that one. One, two, go. For just. I don't know. We are reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to read the first paragraph there. One, two, go. For just. Amen. Apostle Paul was an inclusive leader by excellence. He was conscious of all these things and he taught the church leaders and church members. We will not all be at the same level. We will not be at the same level at all times. We will grow. But there are some people who, by the time they should be taking meat, they still take milk. God knows how to deal with them, and he knows how to minister to them and take them to the kingdom. Romans 12, 15 to 18. Let us read together. One, two. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise on your own side. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Live peaceably with all. All these things are talking about inclusiveness in the church. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, everybody, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. God has everybody in mind. The apostles had everybody in mind. We must have everybody in mind. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. That is Romans 15:7. Let us look at the qualities of an inclusive leader. He's modest about personal estimation. An inclusive leader is modest about his personal estimation. You will not overestimate yourself. You think you can do everything. Even if you can do everything, don't do everything. There's something we call life-wife restraints. Don't say all you know. Don't spend all you have. Don't do everything you could. We call out these things wise life restraints. Don't say everything you know. Don't spend all you have. And don't do everything you could. Be modest about personal estimation. Don't overestimate yourself. And that is talking again today about humility. Humble yourself. Recognize that even in the congregation, there may be somebody better than you in one way. I was in the church in Abuakiti. We were talking about family life. The general overseer, her name was put on the program for family life. Then he said, oh no, I'm not going to handle this. He said, another person in the ministry, in the church, will handle the program. Because according to her, there is a higher grace upon her. That is recognizing the grace of God in the life of other people. I could not have possibly given all the messages here. If I had attempted, I probably would have killed myself. And many ministers of God have killed themselves that way. Even if people say you can do everything, you are almighty, tell them that God is almighty. I believe Joseph Ayodele Babalola died before his time. People killed him. They didn't charm him. They overworked him. They worked him to death. Vincent Dausa died at the age of 57 or 59. I don't believe it's the will of God for him to die at that time. They died of chronic stress. And many a times, people have unfairly condemned the wife of Joseph Ayodele Babalola, the founder of CAC. We don't know the other side. Until you find out, the woman was protecting him from being overworked, but people saw her as being against the work of the ministry. Nobody is almighty. Pastor, nobody is almighty. Deacon, nobody is almighty. It's only God that is almighty. And we thank God we have laid example for us in this place. We allow many others to participate. But that doesn't mean we have to abdicate our seat of authority and of responsibility. Number two, qualities of an inclusive leader. He has courage to deal with personal biases. That is, he knows that if I'm biased in this direction, I must deal with it. If I'm biased against women, if I'm biased against men, I must deal with it. I must find a solution to that. If I'm biased against young people, there are leaders who are biased against young people. Do you know? We are not patient with them. You must discover it and deal with it. Otherwise, your ministry will never benefit them. There are many church leaders today, all over the world, not just in Christ's way, where their ministry are not blessing the young people. They are biased. They are incorrigible. They are not serious. And some of our young people that were labeled as unserious today, they are pastors in this ministry. It may shock you. Some of them that were called immoral, unserious today, they are doing exploit here. Deal with your bias. Have the courage. If you know it is good, even if you don't believe yourself, just do it because it is good and it's wise. Deal with your personal biases. All right. Some of us are so holy that we have become his holiness. It's God that is holy, and holiness is holiness. We call the prelates, we call the archbishops in many churches His Holiness. And there's some holiness pastors in the church too, of God too. Let us take it easy with children in the church. Let us take it easy with the sick in the church. Let us take it easy and learn how to deal with them so that you can benefit everybody in your church. The qualities of inclusive leaders. He put group interest above personal interest. That's very important. I don't think anybody should be a pastor or a deacon or a pastor's wife who puts personal interest above group interest. Number four, positive about diversity. We have always preached in this church that diversity is strength. We thank God as we are seated here. It's a mixture of people. We have the highly educated. I thank God for your life. We have many professors seated. You don't even know that they are professors. We have senior doctors, highly educated scholars. And we still move among ourselves, not discriminating. We have people here. We have career people, professionals. We have people that are very rich here. We have millionaires in this ministry. We have people that are struggling. All right. And we thank God for the way He's helping us. We believe these things are good for us. Somebody told me yesterday, came to my house about 3 days ago. She said she fell down and broke her little finger. And the bone just came out, this little finger. And she fell down and everything. And she called, Sunday Oyewole. And Sunday Oyewole called Darieson. And Darieson helped them to fix it. And I just said in my heart, thank God for this resource presence in our midst. Thank God. The hospitals are not working. And Darius said, hospitals are not working, but I will meet you in the emergency room. Then I talked to them. I said, is this church not blessed? I said, this church is blessed. And we must know that this diversity are there. God will prosper you in the name of Jesus Christ. The inclusive leader, number five, has regard for the gift and talent of others. They are courageous about trying new hands. It takes courage to try new hands. It is easier to get people you know to have been doing it well to come to do it well. But if you adopt that policy, you discover that others will never grow. Others will never know how to do it. Let them go there. Let them make mistakes. You find a way of correcting the mistake. You may not even be able to correct the mistake immediately. Even when people come forward and make the mistakes, I don't correct the mistakes immediately. Because that may create conflict. That may run down the other person. We still have a long time to put things right. Am I correct? There's always time. Mrs. Bumi Afolabi, she's a professor now. She's a professor and the dean of pharmacy. The first time, I just look at her in the fellowship in those days. I said, let us grow this lady too. I think there's an ember inside of her that we need to fire, to fan to flame. Then I told her, you are going to speak to us. He said, don't expect me next fellowship. I won't be there that day. I said, you're going to be there. I said, you can do it. You read pharmacy. This is one of the very tough subjects anywhere in the world. If you can read it, you can do it. I said, you can do it. He said, no, I can't do it. I said, you can do it. I said, I will do something for you. Then I gave her 3 books to read in preparation for the... I think she has mentioned it again and again. And she did it excellently well. And I thank God she has been invited to platforms, big and wide and high platforms in different parts of the world to address great audiences. You must go there. Don't be afraid. I saw Sister Okpebholo with you. I said, this lady has something to offer. I said, Sister, you are going to give them, you are going to give a message. He said, no, I'm not able to do it. All I know to do is to evangelize one-on-one. All I know to do is to pray. Leave me to do that. I said, you can preach, Shoto. You told me something. He said, on that day, you must stay by my side or behind me. And I did it. And he did it. She did it very well. All right? I could not carry her by the time she finished. Let us try new hands. It's inclusive leadership. They may fumble, but eventually they will grow. They will do well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this ministry will grow. Amen. It will do well. Amen. Those that are not doing well in your church today, let us intentionally work on them. Let us not cast them aside. Let us not throw them away. Let us not discard them. Let us see what we can do to make them come up. Inclusive leaders have respect for others' cultures and opinions. All right? I think that's very simple. We must not be surprised if Pastor Retaro has resigned from the ministry, but Pastor Retaro is an Urobo man. And he's Opaku is here. The last time we were doing wedding at Ridapo, Opaku Tairapa. What is the meaning of this, Opaku? Opaku Tairapa, a son, Zacchaeus. Is it Zacchaeus? Is it Zacchaeus? Am I correct? Yeah. A son to Tairapa. I said, Zacchaeus, you too. But that's their culture. We must respect their culture. Okay? As we have intertribal culture, so we have intergenerational culture. We have respect. Our young people may not do things the way we do. We call that one intergenerational culture. They are Yorubas. We gave birth to them. Pastor Dapo spoke here yesterday. I said, I thank God we asked Pastor Dapo to speak about this thing. He spoke to us. He said, Christ is becoming a digital church. Christ is becoming a cyber church. I said, wow. cyber church, digital church. I said, we must work more on that and make sure it is really so. Everybody say cyber church. Because this generation is a cyber generation. We must not say, what is he talking about? He told us we must stop condemning them for using soft copy Bibles. He said they can highlight, they can underline, they can make easier reference to it. All right? So, thank God we allow them to speak so that we can understand that is the generation. And God is using them. And God will prosper you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us continue. How to become an inclusive leader? Number one, everybody together. Number one, consider the welfare of everyone. The children, the youths, the men and the women, the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated. Consider the need of everyone. Don't condemn the educated. Don't condemn the rich. Don't condemn the poor. Don't condemn anybody. They are members of the body of Christ. Number two, everybody, have due respect for all. They are all made in the image of God. And number three, avoid tribal or racial biases. We talk about that. And number four, make co-leaders and in fact everyone to be relevant. Make co-leaders to be relevant. If they cannot preach yet, they can pray an offering. And number five, be introspective or thoughtfully reflective about your biases and preferences. We have talked about that. And number six, everybody together, practice listening to others and give their opinion, fair consideration. Listen to everybody. Have ears for people. Have ears. If you don't speak, sound them. Allow them to speak. Ask for their opinions. I will be shocked how much we learn as leaders. Number seven, together, make attendees in meetings feel relevant. Encourage all to speak. All right? That is, we talk about that, about inclusive meeting. Inclusive meeting. The leader should not just speak. Do all the speaking in a meeting. Don't do all the speaking in the meeting. Those who are quiet in your meetings, encourage them to speak. And you can just go from one seat to another to ask for opinions. And number eight, be fair in giving out assessments. All right. It's not assessment, cross it, assignment. Be fair in giving out assignment. Please cross that. It's a painter's devil. It's assignment. I think I've talked briefly about that. That you can involve others. Importance of inclusive leadership to you and your church. What is number one there? It unlocks potentials. You discover others. You discover others. You discover potentials in people. We discover potentials in people. When Pastor Sunday Oke finished leading the prayers yesterday, one of the pastors called me and said, "Who is that man?" He said, "Who is that man? Who is that pastor?" I said, "Sunday Oke." He said, "He was so articulated. Also articulated. The prayer was deep, well organized, and things like that." He said, "Can I know him more?" Then I introduced him better. He said, "We have assignment for him." "We have what?" "Assignment for him." But if we are not involving, I'm not the one that put him there. I think maybe the general secretary, the assistant general secretary. All right. But it was discovered. I went to speak somewhere recently. I think Pastor Adebanjo and his wife went with me to that convention. I asked them, "Please go with me." They went with me. About a week after speaking that convention, I heard that general overseer in that convention said, "Daddy, please, you are coming to our church too." He said, Daddy, please come to our convention too. God will prosper you.
Amen.
God will prosper you.
Amen.
Even these young children in our church, find ways to involve them. Many a times, when we bring our youth, from our children from the children's church, by 12, and they are brought into the adult church, do you know that we forget that they are there? Most churches forget that they are there. Most churches. When I discovered that our churches are becoming depleted of young people, then I stopped. They are going straight to the youth church. I said the children who finish from the children's church should go back to the adult church. Let them grow there. But I called the pastors. If you cannot minister to them, please let them be in the youth church. I want to know your program for them. I want to know your program for them. Because if you are not very, very careful, we just lose them. You see, this Pastor Dapo, when they came from we thank God for your life. When they joined the adult church, and Shupo is a friend now, Shupo Kini, come on, Lafe, they are very sharp, very brilliant, very sharp. Okukon, they can slip out of the church. They are full of energy. They are not being reached. But in my show, let's say, church. You won't know. But I thank God for today. I thank God for today. That's Pastor Dapo there. And speaking about that, because he is today one of our pride. Am I correct? Shupo is not in this ministry now. He went to work in Ibadan. They discovered him. They made him a pastor there. He's doing exploits. He became so different among all of them. And they gave me a branch. Shupo is pastoring a branch of church. And his branch is doing so well. He's a model among other churches. The last time he met me, he said, Daddy, what you taught us here, we are using to bamboozle them over there. We are using them to bamboozle them. But this Shukpo, they play pranks in those days. And I can't remember. But I got them. I was watching. I was on the lookout. I must minister to them. We must grow them. I could have condemned them. Really? Pastor Shinyeo. Painstakingly cater for everybody. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes courage. It takes wisdom. And God will give you the wisdom in Jesus' name. You unlock potentials. You unlock potentials. You promote collaboration. The more people want to work together, it makes members to have a sense of belonging. They don't leave the church easily. They don't leave the church easily. It increases participation. It increases participation. And I thank God it has helped us in this ministry. As apex leaders, we have demonstrated this. Those of us that are coming behind, please let us demonstrate it. So as we are handing over to the next generation of leaders, they too will be equipped to hand over to another generation. How to make it happen in your church? I will just go very fast with that. Because actually, we have said many of the things. Let us read number one together. One, two, go. Accept the reality or the fact that you cannot do much alone. God, who could do it all alone, did not. He involved significant others. He said, come, let us create man in our own image. That is great. And Jesus did not attempt to do it all alone. David did not attempt to do it alone. Accept that you don't know it all and that you don't have all the answers. Does anybody have all the answers? Owomode tagbalagba working be. I got to a church many years ago. I said, Pastor, these are children, these young people are very fantastic. He said, no, they are not serious. I said, hey, my one year. I see it everywhere. Master of our pastor, man, hey, my one year. Hey, my one. Pastor Adiman, just want me by ye. Most of them joke money, oh, my money will in you. Shankwe ininu le adiye kini 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 ji to ba de ta nko ma gbe gegege on fe pa jeni sha o atu pa de banjo mu ni omo yi ma foju kere mu a se omo to nwu yi ojise olorun ni sugbon boy won se pata ninu le tori pe si jomo dede. In your church next month, Moses is going to handle 1, 2, 3 prayers. He said, ha, only that is the order from above. Praise the Lord. Adiban Joy is a very cooperative man, very loyal man. He said, okay, sir. Nick Batson, man, Moses, to do the pepe, Yano, Oshele. The Holy Spirit moved. On the first day, by the second day, the church was filled up. On the third day, the church was filled up. They have never seen it in the church. Because God used the young man. And Pastor Adebanjo met me. He said, Gio, Olorun adayin si. Olorun wa pelu yin. O ni awon mo yen ti lo. A mo ni won ti lo. O ni ka lo ma tura mu ni o. We must go and prepare very well. Because these children are leaving us behind. I say it is very good. Is it not very good? It's not very good? May they be greater than us in the name of Jesus Christ. We discover them. We build them up. And the Lord God Almighty will prosper you in the name of Jesus Christ. Accept the biblical injunction that 2 or 3 heads are better than one. See everyone as being in the image of God with endowments for effective contribution to the kingdom of God. And number 5, face the reality that every member is a stakeholder that deserves to be heard and decide to be fair to all in all things. May God Almighty prosper you.
Amen.
And bless your church.
Amen.
You see, if we pay attention to all these things, happy we shall be as a church, and we shall flourish. Let us rise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, see me very well. See me very well. Let us call upon the Lord. Say, oh Lord, bless our churches. Teach us what we should do as leaders and as members.
so that we can flourish. Call upon the name of the Lord now. Call upon the name of the Lord. Let's pray that God will give us wisdom as leaders, insight as leaders,